welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. In Air Chair 1, I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:16 and 68 degrees.
And it's a delight to be with you. Well, we walked in the door to the studio today, and all of a sudden, we just heard a crash. And my goodness, Amber, you just about got taken out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something happened, and the picture fell off the wall, and a piece hit you, didn't it?
It did.
It was lucky the glass didn't break, wasn't it?
It was.
So I don't know. It was a loud crash bang welcome this morning to the studio, but it woke us up anyhow, didn't it?
It sure did.
But we are here and we're safe and sound and we're ready and raring to go for another show, and we're glad you're tuned in today. Hope everything is going good. I'm trying to remember for the life of me what we did last week. Was last week the photo shoot already?
It was.
All right. Last week after the program, we went up to Toodly-Doo, up to Toledo, and we met my cousin, and she took our pictures. We did a photo shoot. It had been a little while. We hadn't had one since 2020. Down at JCPenney's was the last one we had, and she took our photos at a beautiful park up there. I believe it does Swan Lake Park or Swan Creek Park sound about right, Amber?
It does.
Yeah, something like that up there. Beautiful park. We took a 2-mile hike around, and there was a swing set. So we got our picture with the swing set and the swinging bridge and all sorts of different things. And some of those pictures are up at radionate.us, and we're using those as promotional photos up there. So you can see those photos, radionate.us. Remember, when you can't find us anywhere else, you can find us there, radionate.us. So check that out. For sure. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. Now, being Waldo people, the Waldo Village Festival is underway. Not the Fireman's Festival anymore, right, Amber? It's the Waldo Village Festival, right?
Correct.
And the car show is going on right now, isn't it?
Yes. Started at 10.
Started at 10 o'clock. So that's what's going on right now. And there's going to be stuff throughout the day. So hopefully that rain moves on out of the area. And oh, by the way, the Waldo Dairy Bar is now open. They are now called Paradise Cream. P-A-R-A-D-I-C-E Cream. Paradise Cream. A little play on words there. They're now open. They just have limited flavors right now. They're going to add more to their menu. We stopped last night as soon as we saw they were open, and we thought, oh my goodness, we got to get a cone. So we got a simple chocolate and vanilla twist. It was delicious. So they have chocolate, vanilla, orange, and watermelon flavor right now, and they'll add more to their menu. I do not have their hours, but I do know that they were opened after 9 o'clock last night. So, I don't know. Dairy Queen's usually open, about noon? So I suppose they follow that schedule. So, yeah, pretty cool. They got their clearance from the health department at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and boom, they just opened the place right up. They're ready to go. So, Waldo Dairy Bar is now Paradise Cream. So those folks down there, pretty cool. So that's a little bit of local Waldo news for sure. Hey, today we're giving away a $10 gift card to Sonic Drive-Thru here in Marion. And, well, any Sonic. It's good at any Sonic. So if you'd like a chance to win, here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just give us a call, 740-383-9944. We will... all you have to do is just answer a trivia question. We will put your name in the drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a winner. So that's all you got to do is just answer a trivia question. We'll put your name in the drawing, and then draw your name. If your name is drawn, we will send this gift card in the mail right to your door. So that's how it works. Just simple, right? Absolutely. We keep it simple here at Offbeat News and Trivia. So, we are ready to go. 740-383-9944 is our number, and we check the phones, and so far as we know, today is working. So last week we had some problems with the telephone. So far as we know, the phones are working this week. And I believe the problems with the telephones last week were my own fault. I think I hit the wrong button and messed everything up. So this week I believe we are underway. 740-383-9944. Here's the trivia questions we have for you with trivia question number one. What is the common name for the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages? What is the common name for the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages?
Which of the seven wonders of the ancient world is the only one still standing today? Which of the seven wonders of the ancient world is the only one still standing today?
In 10-pin bowling, what scoring three consecutive strikes known as? In 10-pin bowling, what is scoring three consecutive strikes known as?
Linen is made from the fibers of which plant? Linen is made from the fibers of which plant?
This will test your scientific knowledge. AU is the chemical symbol for which element? AU is the chemical symbol for which element? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Black Death is the name of the bubonic plague.
Black Death is the name of the plague there. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Good, good, good. Is it rainy down in your neck of the woods?
Right now it is. Been raining for an hour or so.
Rainy Saturday morning. Kind of makes you sleepy.
It does, yep.
good weather to take a nap for sure.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it gives us all a break from mowing our grass, right?
Right.
Any time I get a break out of that is a good day.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you called this morning. Glad you got through on the main lines this week anyhow, right?
All right.
Oh, well, you have a good weekend, and it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you have a good weekend, too.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. AU is the chemical symbol for which element?
The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the U.S. from which country? The Statue of Liberty was a gift to the U.S. from which country?
All right, let's see who's on the line. Hi, we're on the air.
Three strikes is a turkey.
A turkey, you've got it. How you doing today?
I'm just fine, and you guys?
We are both doing great. Thank you very much on this kind of rainy Saturday, right?
That's right.
nice and gentle rain, and nice just a kind of day to relax on, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, it's always good to talk to you, Judy C.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. There we go. In what year was JFK assassinated? In what year was JFK assassinated? Hi, we're on the air.
Turkey.
Turkey, correct. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Are you enjoying this rainy Saturday?
Yes.
Yes, it's not too bad, at least up in this area. Just a nice, gentle rain, and like I told another caller, it gets us out of mowing grass for now.
Yes.
Not one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
I could pass on that every time, for sure.
I don't mind it too much, but I can't do it like I used to, so.
Yeah. Well, it's always better if you have a ride mower.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I get huffing and puffing with a push mower, and yeah, it just kind of leaves me behind. Well, hey, I'm glad you called us this morning.
All right.
Hey, good to talk to you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. In what year was JFK assassinated?
What is the most common blood type in the world? What is the most common blood type in the world?
Who was the first African-American woman billionaire in world history? Who was the first African-American woman billionaire in world history? Hi, we're on the air.
Nathan R., good morning out there.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
And the lovely Amber R.
Yes, indeed.
Did somebody answer the chemical symbol question? I figured I would use my supposed vast knowledge. If not, you can give me a different chemical symbol and I should know it.
No, nobody answered that one yet.
Well, AU is gold.
AU
is gold. If that's not right,
gold.
Then I need to take my degree and burn it.
AU is gold, yes.
And
sir.
I guess we'll make another cheating answer. I believe it was the year before I was born. Nobody heard me say that, but I think Kennedy was assassinated in 63. That might be wrong.
Nope, it was 63. 1963.
Yeah, I was born during the Johnson administration. Not Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson.
Right. Yes, okay. Correct on both counts there, sir.
Yeah, that since both kind of relate to me, I figured I would cheat. I knew the turkey answer also, and that wouldn't be cheating because I'm lucky to get 10 pins in 3 different tries, let alone get 3 strikes in 3 different tries. But for those who do, they are certainly more dexterous than I am.
I play the gutter. Yeah.
What's your top bowling score, Nate? I believe mine is 167, but that's not typical. Typically, I bowl actually right around where radio stations are. About 107 is about my typical game if I'm lucky.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm lucky to break 100. I'm no good. I'm a gutter.
Amber kind of looks like a bowler though. I see a little bowling prowess in her.
No, I'm afraid not.
She's not much better.
No, when was the last time you went bowling, Amber?
Oh, it's been years.
Been years. Yeah, so we're no good.
Yeah, it gets harder and harder to bowl my age every year.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to ask me any more chemical symbols? Let's see if I still remember what I learned 40 years ago.
Oh, you know, I'm no good at...
I should know. I mean, I studied inorganic chemistry. I certainly should know them.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to pull up a list. I'm no good at pulling those off the top of my head.
If you think of it, I was going to say the golden turkey to answer both questions.
Oh,
but,
there you go, the golden turkey.
The females beat me to it. So, okay, well, that's all I have for you guys. Stay dry out there.
Hey, you too. Good to talk to you, Adam.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's our weatherman and newsman and obituary man, Adam Lepp, right there, giving us a call. Did you have one more question here for us?
I do. How many rings make up the Olympic logo? How many rings make up the Olympic logo?
And those are the trivia questions that we have for you to kick things off for us here on a Saturday morning. 740-383-9944 is our number. Call us for a chance to win a Sonic drive-through gift card. If you're the winner, we will send this gift card right to your door through the mail, for sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, the Statue of Liberty was given to us by France.
By France, that's correct. How are you today?
Pretty good so far.
Good. And what's your first name?
Diana.
All right, Diana.
I sat next to you at a presidential Harding dinner not too long ago.
Oh, I remember that. We had a good old time.
Yes, we did.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? That was a great event, wasn't it?
Yep, and they got another one with the women, I believe, coming up here pretty soon, so I'm going to try to get to that, too.
Yeah, they do. Coming up here real soon, maybe here in August sometime, August the 6th, I think, for that first...
I got it wrote down, I just don't know exactly.
Yeah, for that first ladies' luncheon. Yeah, that'll be a good one, too. So, yep, those history events put on by the Historical Society are great events for sure. Wonderful. Yep. Well, hey, I'm glad you connected up with us today.
All right. I saw you guys at the fair, too, but you didn't see me.
Oh!
You were talking on your phone, reporting stuff.
Okay, all right. Oh, that's too bad. I wish I could have said hello. That's too bad. Must have walked right past you.
Well, I was sitting in the bleachers at another, under a blue and white tent.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, I was good to talk to you. Well, maybe we'll sit together at the next event for sure.
You never know.
Never, okay. Never know. Just wherever they place us, right?
Yep.
Well, hey, you enjoy your weekend now.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Yeah, we had a good time talking there at that event. We got placed right at the center of the room, right at the center table, right in front of the podium. And we got to hear Luncheon with the Presidents. And so we got to hear President Harding speak and President Madison and several others. And we couldn't ask for a better placement, and the food was good. But, yeah, we had a good old time talking there at that Luncheon with the Presidents. This is Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:32 and 68 degrees.
Yeah, all right. As the temperature hopefully rises, and we're going for a high, what, in the 80s today? We're going to crack 80 today?
81.
81 is what they're calling for today, so we shall see for sure. Well, hey, you know what? I'll tell you about an event coming up. There's another free supper down in Waldo. You know, there's a Waldo theme going on today. But yes, indeed, there's another free supper coming up. And guess what they're having this time? They're having one of my favorite sandwiches. They're having a barbecue pulled pork sandwich. And this is Tuesday, July 26th. Neighborhood supper, free supper, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Here's the menu: barbecue pulled pork sandwich, pasta salad, peaches and cake, and bottled water. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everybody's welcome. Come and be fed, and you will definitely enjoy this particular event. And so, check it out. Go down to Waldo. You just pull up. They say, how many? You tell them how many. They'll bring it out right to your car door. And so, it's a lot of fun. So, check it out. Neighborhood Supper. Mark it down now. July 26th, 4:30 to 6 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and get that barbecue pulled pork sandwich. Well, we have some offbeat fun facts for your listening enjoyment, and Amber's got those facts for you. As a matter of fact, she's got those facts for you right now.
The Expedition Everest roller coaster at Disney World cost $100 million to build. Usain Bolt, the world's fastest man, runs the 100-meter dash as fast as ketchup squirts out of a bottle. A German fashion designer makes clothing from milk powder. The United States is the only country where both alligators and crocodiles can be found in the same location. Your taste buds last about 10 days, then you grow new ones. There's a horse that's so small she sleeps in a doghouse. Sarah Polk, wife of President James K. Polk, banned dancing in the White House. Iceberg lettuce is also called crisp head. Goats snack on poison ivy. Before he was a famous musician, Elvis Presley drove a delivery truck.
And there's your offbeat fun facts this morning here on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. And we're coming at you live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. More trivia in a moment. Feel free to call us and answer a question, 740-383-9944. That's what we're here for. And we're giving away a Sonic gift card, Sonic drive-thru gift card, 740-383-9944. It's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Honolulu is technically the largest city in the world, spanning a distance of 1,500 miles. The distance from Los Angeles, California, to Minneapolis, Minnesota. According to the Hawaii State Constitution, any island not named as belonging to a county is considered part of Honolulu. Because of this, every island except Midway is part of Honolulu, which therefore stretches all the way to the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. Also, If they walk by a graveyard or see a hearse passing, Japanese people hide their thumbs by tucking them into their pants. This is believing to protect their parents from death, because the Japanese word for thumb translates literally as parent finger. While waiting for a train at Glen Cove Station on Long Island, New York in April 2015, commuter Amanda Curtis photographed an extremely rare quadruple rainbow. Only a handful have been recorded over the past 250 years. Ripley's Believe It or Not, a memorial stone containing dozens of human teeth stands in Elkhart, Indiana. The Elkhart Tooth Stone was created by local dentist Dr. Joseph Stamp, who during his 60-year practice saved nearly every tooth. He extracted and preserved them in a barrel of chemicals in his basement. When his dog, a German shepherd named Prince, died in the 1950s, Dr. Stamp created a concrete block embedded with the teeth in his memory. He enlarged the stone whenever he acquired a new batch of teeth until his own death in 1978. And finally, Ripley's that we have this morning in 2015, the Golden Reel, the world's first Figure 8 Ferris wheel, opened in China. Situated in Macau's Studio City, a 3.2 billion casino, the wheel stands a lofty 426.5 feet high, making it the highest Ferris wheel in Asia. Riders enjoy spectacular views of the city and the South China Sea during their 15-minute ride in the steam theme cabins that rotate 23 floors above the ground. And there you go. This morning, there's your Ripley's Believe It or Not. If you get a chance, check out the website. It's radionate.us. That's radionate.us. And if you get up there to the website, you can actually see the photos from Amber and I's photo shoot last week. We went up to a park and had a photo shoot and had a lot of fun. My cousin took the photos. And oh my goodness, I've got to tell you, straight ahead, I'll tell you after the next trivia or so about a good restaurant that we ate up in Toledo that you all just have got to try. There's none around here, so you have to take a trip up north. But if you're ever up north in the Toledo area, you've got to check out this restaurant. I'll tell you about it in just a moment, or two or three, after we do the next batch of trivia, which is straight ahead. 740-383-9944 is our number. Feel free to call us, answer one of our trivia questions, get signed up for a chance to win a gift card to Sonic Drive-Thru. And now, offbeat news. We better do some offbeat news, since that's the name of the program, or at least part of the name of the program. A man with an impressive memory broke a Guinness World Record in Florida by memorizing the order of a deck of cards underwater and sorting a second deck into the same order. Recall master Nelson Dellis memorized the order of the shuffled deck of playing cards while underwater in Miami, and then emerged from the water and reorganized his second deck of cards into the same order. Dellis finished with a time of 2 minutes and 22.53 seconds, earning him the Guinness World Records title for fastest time to arrange a deck of playing cards memorized underwater. Dellis said the most difficult part of his attempt was learning to hold his breath for long enough underwater. Also, a gift to a 10-year-old boy in 1993 became the seed that grew into the largest collection of Power Rangers memorabilia in the world. Michael Nielsen's collection of 9,364 items, including action figures, weapons, books, and DVDs, spans 28 seasons of the Power Rangers show and 3 films, Guinness World Records said Tuesday. Quote, "It was the coolest show I had ever seen," Nielsen told Guinness Records of his first time watching the live-action superhero television series in 1993. The collection began when Nilsson's uncle bought him a Megazord figure from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1 for his 10th birthday that year. And finally, our offbeat news stacked for you. A kangaroo that escaped from an Alabama property was safely captured and returned home 2 days later. Eli Morton said the 2-year-old kangaroo named Jackie Legs escaped from his property in the West Point area of the Coleman County on Saturday. Morton confirmed Jackie Legs was safely captured just after noon Monday and returned home. Jackie Legs previously escaped once earlier this year and was recaptured with the help of cheese puff snacks and blue ribbon beer. That's how they caught the kangaroo. That's one way to do it right there. Good morning, I'm Nate Redmond. This is Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:42 and 69 degrees.
And it's time to do some more trivia. So get those dialing fingers ready. Call and give a guess. 740-383-9944. Who is the first African-American woman billionaire in world history? Who was the first African-American woman billionaire in world history?
Which of the seven wonders of the ancient world is the only one still standing? Which of the seven wonders of the ancient world is the only one still standing today?
All righty, let's find out who's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air. Oh, nope. Hopefully we don't have more phone trouble. Let's try this. Nope. Nobody there. Give me a call back. 740-383-9944. Venison meat comes from which animal? Venison meat comes from which animal? All right, let's try this. Hi, we're on the air.
Is the seven wonder still standing, the pyramids?
Yes, it is the pyramids. That's right. How are you out there today? Is this Judy?
Yes.
All right, Judy. Judy S., right?
Right, Smith.
All right, Judy Smith. All right. Good to have you tuned in this morning. Thank you for being out there.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. There we go. Got that call patched in.
Linen is made from the fibers of which plant? Linen is made from the fibers of which plant?
In what part of the human body is the cornea located? In what part of the human body is the cornea located?
What is the most common blood type in the world? What is the most common blood type in the world?
Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning, Ernie.
How are you this morning?
Pretty good this morning. How about yourself out there?
Pretty good.
Good. Just a little bit of rain this morning.
A little bit off and on.
Just a little bit.
It's going to do that for the next few days.
Yeah, sounds like that's what the weather's going to be.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We got a country act going to be headlining down in Waldo at noon. We were going to go down and check
right.
out, so we might have to take our umbrellas now. Not sure.
I think so.
If we can get under the tent, we'll be in good shape, though.
Is that going to be one of your worldwide trips today?
Yeah, we're going to take a worldwide trip all the way down the road.
Right.
Less than a quarter of a mile. all the way downtown.
Yeah.
Or what there is of downtown, I should say. Not much. You blink and you're right through it.
Yep.
So, but they have the craft vendors, and I hope the craft vendors are doing okay today.
Yeah.
So I hope they're selling some stuff today. So, because I know they went. I know they put a lot of hard work into that. You know.
Oh yeah.
And I know there's a. I know setting up someplace in another area for a yard sale before is a lot of work, so I can't imagine setting up a booth, you know. Setting up a booth, you go through a whole lot of hard work, for sure.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be out in the open, you know, it's, and you're not sure if it's going to be raining or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to worry with your pop-up tents, and then you got to make sure those tents don't fly away.
Right. Yeah.
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 Got to worry about that wind, for sure.
Well, the venison comes from a deer.
Venison comes from a deer. Now, yeah. Now, do you like a venison so far as to eat?
Oh, I like it, you know, if it's prepared. The best way I like it is if it's got some beef fat mixed in with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, not too bad then.
Yeah, I've had burgers, and then yeah. I've had it in Sloppy Joe, and I think that's about it.
I like burgers best, you know. Not too fond of a steak, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, steak, yeah.
Got pretty wild type taste.
Yeah, it is a wild taste, isn't it? You can always tell the difference for sure.
Yep.
Immediately you bite into it. They don't tell you, and you bite into the hamburger. Well, not the hamburger. You bite into the burger,
right.
And you're like, okay, something's a little different about this. Yep. Something's just a little bit off.
Okay,
sure.
Well, you have a good rest of your show.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ernie. It's always good to talk to
good
you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, you we'll take care now.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. It is a Saturday morning on this July the 16th. Let's not rush it. I mean, it's just flying right along, isn't it? The month of July? Ah, the month of July is going so very, very fast. All right. Let's find out who else is on the line here this morning. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the I?
It is the I. How are you this morning? Yes, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good, good. Now, I know I think you've called before, but what's your name?
Fruitcake Lily.
Fruitcake Lily. That's right, it's Lily. I don't know why I didn't come up with Lily, but that's who this is. Well, that's good. So you've been, have you been practicing any fruitcake tossing since it's Christmas in July?
I hope.
Yeah, well.
If it's not raining.
If it's not raining out, right. You can get out there and practice up, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling me today, Lily. I appreciate it.
Welcome.
Hey, you have a good weekend now, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Fruitcake Lily right there, as she said. And she's mentioning that because we had the fruitcake toss here at the radio station back around Christmas time, and she was one of the fruitcake tossers. So that's what she's referring to when she says Fruitcake Lily. All righty. Let's see here. The first atomic bomb explosion was carried out in which U.S. state? And the first atomic bomb explosion was carried out in which U.S. state? And what vegetable is used to make sauerkraut? What vegetable is used to make sauerkraut?
How many rings make up the Olympic logo? How many rings make up the Olympic logo?
What was the name of the U.S. space shuttle that exploded on, and make sure you listen to the date, February 1st, 2003? What was the name of the U.S. space shuttle that exploded on February 1st, 2003? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, cabbage makes up sauerkraut.
Yes, indeed. Cabbage sure does. Now, are you a fan of that?
Not really.
No, me neither. I just don't care much for it too good. Nope. There's so much other food to eat, you know.
I like it on a hot dog or something. I like light sauerkraut.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but man, when you load it down, you know, I can't stand to have a bunch of sauerkraut.
Right, yeah. It's just overpowering to me, for sure.
But there's people that really love it.
Oh, I know. My dad loves it. What is it you're supposed to have at New Year's? Is that when you're supposed to have that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he always has to have that then at certain times. And he likes his sauerkraut, but boy, I'll tell you, it sure smells up the house when you're making it, doesn't it?
I think that's a German thing.
That German thing, yeah.
Yeah, that and cauliflower can smell up the house.
Oh, yeah. Boy, oh, boy. Sure
I remember
can.
Grandma used to come out every Sunday, you know, after church, and we'd have dinner. And her mom would cook cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to watch football games, you know. And that sauerkraut's making me sick.
Yeah.
Or that cauliflower.
Yeah. Yeah, it's messing with your football game. Yeah,
I wouldn't eat it back then, but I'll eat it now. It's good.
Yeah, now Amber, you like that stuff, don't you? Pretty good.
I do.
Yeah, she likes it all right. So not me. Not
the show's really good with Amber on there.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Lee.
She's doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
Your love will take over your job.
That's right. I can just stay home, let her come here and do the thing. You know,
she might. Well, she might do that show with you, but maybe she could do her own show one of these days, too.
Do her own show, yeah, yeah. She'll be on with us, with me and the pastor this Wednesday, too, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she'll be sitting in with us Wednesday, so, yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Lee. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Is that a $5 Sonic card?
$10.
$10.
$10 Sonic car today. Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to cross my fingers.
Okay, cross your fingers. You got her.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks a lot, Lee. You have a good weekend.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All righty. Yes, indeed. And we are now just about 2 minutes away until we do our drawing. I almost said to do our trivia, but to do our drawing, and the calls are still coming in. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Madam C.J. Walker?
Let's see. For which question?
The first African-American female billionaire.
No. This particular one was on TV a lot.
Oprah,
you got it.
She was probably the first billionaire, but I know the first black female millionaire was Madam C.J. Walker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it must be the difference. Yeah, this one says billionaire. I'm sure you got that right. Yep.
Yeah, I watched that movie with Tiffany Haddish.
Uh-huh.
That was a good movie.
Oh,
he got rich off a hair care product.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, yeah, I'm sure you got that right for sure. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Sarah Bergeroth.
Oh, I did not recognize you, Sarah. It's been a long time since I heard from you.
I usually sleep in on Saturday morning.
Well, you know what? It's good to hear from you, Sarah.
Yeah, I miss hearing your show.
Well.
Because I'm usually, sound asleep at this
point. Yeah, you know what? You totally threw me off. I thought that, you know, I thought this must be Sarah, and then the more you got to talking, I thought, no, this ain't Sarah.
Well, ever since Adam told me, you can barely understand what she says, I'm trying to make a conscious effort to be more.
Well, you're definitely closer to the phone than previous times, for sure. So, yes, you are doing a good job.
All right. Well, have a good show.
Well, thanks, and I'm glad you. Are with us this morning.
Always glad to be here. Toodles.
Toodles. Bye bye. All right. It is now, and so I'll pause here until it's official. Boom! It's 10:55, and we are going to shuffle the names and find out who the lucky winner is going to be for our. For our drawing. Hang on, we'll take one last call here. They keep coming in. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it three rings?
Not three rings. A couple more than three rings.
Four?
No, just a little bit more. You got it. You got it. It's five rings for the Olympics. We got you in.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, all right. Well, Amber's got everybody mixed up, and then I'll thank everybody because we have a lot of folks to thank that phoned in this morning. And so, Amber picked out the winner this morning. And Amber, who is our winner for this Sonic gift card?
Diana.
Diana. Well, Diana, I know I don't have your address, so if you're still out there listening, as soon as I go off the air here at 11 o'clock, give me a call back here. I'll get your address so I can send this right to your door, because our business hours here are a little difficult to hook up with somebody here in the studio, so it's easier for me to just send this right in the mail right to your door. So, Diana, as soon as I go off the air, call me. Give me your address, and I will send this Sonic card to your door. So congratulations, Diana. Amber, you want to go through and just say a quick thank you to everybody, that list everybody that gave us a call today? I know my sticky notes like to stick together, so we'll try to get everybody in. So who all do we got to thank this morning that called in?
Judy C., David, April, Adam, Lily, Sarah, Judy Smith, Lee, Ernie, and Diana.
All right. Thank you, everybody, that called this morning. Without you, the show wouldn't go. And we'll be back here next week. Should I give them a hint of what the gift card is going to be next week, or should we just leave it a surprise? What do you think, Amber?
You can give them a hint if you want.
Okay, it has to do with pizza. Next week's gift card has to do with pizza. Okay, real quick, before we go do the recipe, if you're ever in Toledo, check out Bubba's 33 Restaurant. Bubba's 33. Fantastic food. The menu has all kinds of stuff you could choose. Amber, do you remember what you got up there at Bubba's 33?
I got a stromboli.
A stromboli, and this thing was huge. I got the bacon burger, and this thing did not say it was a double, but when it came out, it was a double. You had to open your mouth wide open to get a bite out of it, and I'm telling you, Bubba's 33 is the place to go. What did we get for our appetizer? Was it pretzels? Wasn't pretzels, was it?
Some type of breadsticks, wasn't it?
Yeah, some sort of breadsticks.
Maybe garlic knots or something like that.
Yeah, garlic knots, something on that order. Whatever it was really, really good. So, Bubba's 33. You're ever in Toledo? They're not in Ohio, really, but maybe one other location. But Toledo, if you're ever in the area, Bubba's 33, check them out. They're so good. We had a good time eating there. Okay, it's recipe time. What do we have this week?
Easy chocolate dipped peanut butter cookies. 1 cup creamy peanut butter, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 egg, 1 package semi-sweet chocolate, 1/2 cup finely chopped unsalted cocktail peanuts. Heat oven to 325. Mix peanut butter, sugar, and egg until blended. Refrigerate 30 minutes. Roll peanut butter mixture into 18 balls. Place 3 inches apart on baking sheet. Flatten each ball in a crisscross pattern with fork. Bake 18 to 20 minutes or until lightly browned. Cool on baking sheets 5 minutes. Remove to wire racks, cool completely. Cover baking sheet with parchment or wax paper. Melt chocolate as directed on package. Partially dip cookies in chocolate. Gently shake off excess chocolate. Dip cookies in nuts. Place on prepared cooking sheet. Refrigerate until chocolate is firm.
All right, you can find that recipe on my Facebook page. It's Radio Nate. Just go to Facebook.com/Radio Nate. Facebook.com/Radio Nate. You'll see a picture of the recipe there, and you'll see the recipe right there. Okay, don't forget, Diana, give me a call. I'm getting ready to go off the air. Diana, give me a call. As soon as I go off the air here, give me a call, 740-383-9944. I'm sure you know the number. And give me your address, and I'll send this Sonic gift card right to your door, okay? Time for us to go. Amber, thanks for being here. It's been wonderful being here with the folks today, and I'll see you next week, 10:15, excuse me. We're here 10:15 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning, aren't we?
We are.
And we'll be back next week, won't we?
We will.
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Until next week, right at this same time, Nate Redmond and Air Chair One, on behalf of Amber Redmond, we will talk to you later. Have Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for listening. This is WWGHLP-FM, Marion, Ohio.
The world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it.